Hello, I'm Joe of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Cadence Wooden from LaSalle College Catholic College Preparatory, representing Metro East High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Our first question for you is, now, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It feels amazing. I mean, this is such a rare opportunity, and I just feel so blessed to be able to be with this community and this group of people. I'm so excited to just work with my community and just make the world a better place.
How does it feel to represent Metro East?
It feels amazing. I mean, it was really like walking into the first interview, it was crazy. Like, you have this big group of girls and we're all from different schools. So it was really just impactful to see, like, this is a lot of group, and just making it down to the final one is just so awesome. And I'm really glad to be able to represent my school, because I think I'm the second Rose Festival Princess that we've had here at LaSalle. So it's really such an honor.
Wow, that is really cool. Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
Yeah, I wanted to become it because my mom had done it for Central Catholic. She tried out for it, and it meant a lot to my grandpa and her. And recently, I just was like, my mom let me know that this was happening, and I was like, oh, this is a great way to give back to my community and just be able to hang out with an amazing group of women. And I just thought that this was like a perfect opportunity, and I leapt for it. So,
All right. What was your community's reaction to your selection?
It was so amazing. Just at the ceremony alone, I had my family there, one of my history teachers, Mr. Lanigan, and then two of my really close friends, Shakira and Andreas. So just having that support, and then getting all the messages afterwards of just support and just excitement was amazing. It was really just a great feeling walking into school today, just being able to know that I'm here for my community and my school.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I would say a lot of like the service work that I've done in my past. I work with a group and organization called Camp Exceptional, where we work with kids who have disabilities to be able to participate in sports. And that's one of my favorite things to do every summer. And I just think the leadership classes, I work for my school newspaper, and I'm an editor for our student life. So just kind of gaining those like leadership positions already, and just kind of using that to flourish in this group. So, yeah.
The Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
My dream for Portland is, especially with the Rose Festival, I think technology, as we get more and more advanced with it, I think we can utilize that more. I mean, I was thinking about like a virtual reality setting that could be solely based on the Rose Festival, utilizing social media, even though I know it's difficult. I think that could be so powerful, because we can share the spirit of not only the Rose Festival, but the spirit of Portland just around the world. And I think that could really redefine what we look at Portland now today, because it's such a beautiful city. And I mean, I think that's underappreciated. And I think the more that we look at it and redefine it, will just be so impactful.
What are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of the school?
My favorite hobbies, I play basketball. This is my first year not going to play basketball now that my season's over. But it's been a really great opportunity to just play basketball. And then I also, as I said, work with my school newspaper as a editor for student life, which has been a great opportunity to just be able to be more involved with my community. I'm a school ambassador. And so what I do for that is I'm on a lot of our social media platforms. I do a lot of the live panels with parents and students. I mentor eighth graders. And I actually, this year, I got to mentor an Australian exchange student who came in. And then I also do a lot of cooking and baking. So a lot of the bake sales that we do, I bake my homemade chocolate chip cookies, which they call them the famous Cadence cookies. So that's always my fun little treat. So yeah.
Yeah, that does sound really fun. And then also, it does say that you also draw comics for the school newspaper. That sounds really fun. If you're comfortable with it, do you want to tell us a little bit more about those?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I started writing those comics last year, my first year on the newspaper. And it's called Brett and Buster. It's taken after my dad, Brett Wooden. And he in high school would always just draw on his desk or draw on his paper these little characters, and I kind of formatted these two characters, Brett and Buster, and Buster's his dog, and they just go on all these random adventures, and it's just kind of my way of just like giving back to my community with everything going on, just that little happy fun comic strip. So yeah.
Yeah, that does sound really nice, fun. What are your plans for your future?
Yeah, right now, I mean, as a senior, I'm kind of making those college decisions. I've gotten accepted into Gonzaga University and Oregon University. So those are kind of my two decisions right now, either U of O or Gonzaga. I'm hoping to kind of major in sports business. I would like to be a sports agent and just kind of redefine that world of sports between men and women. And I mean, I love sports, so I really hope that I can kind of stay in that line of work and just help support people within that community and group. So, yeah.
All right. Now for some more fun questions. Do you use social media? And if so, what is your favorite social media site and why?
Yeah, that's a good question. I do use social media. I have the top three: Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. As much as I would like to say that TikTok's not my favorite because of how time consuming it is, it definitely is. Just with those short little videos, I always find those random cat videos, which are my favorite because they're just so like lighthearted and funny. And I also love like all the music that I kind of like gain from it because I'm total music lover. Like any song recommendations, I love that kind of stuff. So getting those songs from TikTok is amazing.
Speaking of music, what is your favorite type of music? Do you have any favorite music artists or songs?
Yeah, my favorite type of music is kind of that old R&B or old rap. I kind of get it from my parents, just like listening to it. Even my grandparents, that's just kind of the music I grew up with. I wouldn't say like I have any particular favorite songs. I've listened to kind of like the classics, like Tupac, Ice Cube, Snoop. So those are kind of my go-tos if I'm ever going to like a basketball game or just going out to hang out with friends.
Everyone has a secret superpower. We want to know, what is your secret superpower?
I have no idea. I mean, probably my baking. I think my baking, I call it my stress baking. So whenever I feel stressed out, I'll just bake cookies. I never actually eat them. Fun fact. I kind of just bake them and I always give them to other people. And I think the nice thing about it is like, it's kind of a stress reliever for me because I know I'm doing good for other people. And even though like they're sugary sweets, I know it always brings like a light thing to another person's day. So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Cadence Wooden from LaSalle representing Metro East. I'm Joe reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.AM. And thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys and everything that you guys do.
All right, thank you.